That's what we have. We all have a big love. Thank you, Gary. Good morning again. So my talk today is a sacred expression of love. Just kind of continuing this topic of love. And actually, this could be our personal motto every day. Sacred love and expression. In me, as me. How would life change if we did that? You know, I have to tell you that when I first began this trip on going and saying, okay, God, really committing to God working in my life, some of you heard the story. I was walking the creek, and I was feeling very sorry for myself. I might have been a practitioner at that time. Even practitioners feel sorry once in a while for themselves. They're not perfect either. Same as ministers. And I heard Spirit say, you have to love yourself. And I said, I can't love myself. I don't know how. I don't have the ability. Don't ask me to love myself. I'll do whatever it takes. Don't ask me to love myself. I don't know how. And the reason I tell you that this morning is because then you can see, I hope you can, that I've come a long way. And if you can't, oh, God, pray for me. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Carol. I couldn't imagine how to love myself. Because, you see, because of my history, I wasn't brought up loved or adored. So I didn't know how to love myself. Some of you might relate to that. So what happened was, as I stomped my feet walking through the woods, telling God that that was a ridiculous idea, I realized that God loved me. And so to ask for anybody else to love me wasn't possible at that time of my life. So I realized that it was enough that I knew God loved me. And so everything that seemed to be unloving in my life, I would put in my left hand and I'd say, okay, God, help me to love this part of me or this part of my life. Teach me to love this and teach me to receive love over and over and over again. So, the good news is, if it worked for me, it's going to work for you. And I have to tell you that learning to love myself has probably been the best, most incredible adventure that I'm still on. So last week I didn't finish my talk because we went way over. And so we're going to revisit some of last week, okay? So last week my talk was for the love of God. So let's relook at last week's ideas, okay? Pam, you want to put the first one? Oh, good, you've already got it. No, the first one, go back, please. Oh, no, that's just my title, isn't it? Yay, Pam, you know what you're doing. Okay, so we're going to start with today. I let myself uncover the God nature within me. And notice the hand is out. Isn't that interesting? The hand is out. Let that be. Okay, so let's say it together. Today I let myself uncover the God nature within me. Take a breath. Everybody breathe into that. Okay, let's go to the next one, Pam. There is only one God, and that God is my God, and all that God is my God. Own it. Let's say that again. There is only one God, and that God is my God, and all that God is my God. Own it. I can keep saying this over and over again, but unless I own it, unless I allow it to become the life living within me, it's not going to do anything. And we have to start somewhere. So let's go to the next one, Pam. Some of God must be in me or I would not exist. Now that's really important. Some of God must be in you, even if you don't know it, because you wouldn't exist without it. Everything is God in creation, all that we see, all that we don't see. So since God is not divided, as much of God as I recognize, I can experience. Notice the I. I can recognize God in you until the cows come home. I like that. But until you do, you're not going to feel it, know it, and live in it, and be full of it. Okay, so let's say this together. Some of God must be in me, or I would not exist. Since God is not divided, as much of God as I recognize, I can experience. Keep that up, okay, Pam? Thank you. And for the love of God, let us give more attention to learning as much as we can about this God within. And not only the God within each one of us, but the love that that brings to us. When I was walking the creek, one of the things that Spirit said at that time was, you know, if you could be asked one question when you die, there's only one question. And if there's a question at all, I love how God talks to me, you know, it's like, what's the question? Spirit said, the only question you can be asked is, how much did you love yourself? That was big for me. Because as I said, I didn't. So we have to learn to love greater, to learn to claim and name the good that is desiring to come into our lives. Our power comes from when we live in and from our unity with our divine nature. We're one with that. We're one with that whole. It must be in me. It must be in you. Learning to live from our unity with our divine nature allows greater good to flow, to enter our life. Because you see, if we only look at life through this pinhole of an idea, we're only going to see something small and limited. And yet what we have is available to us, a panorama of love, of power, of spirit. And our power comes from we live in and from this array of possibilities. I often say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. It's not up to you to accept and love me. It's up to me to accept and love myself. Each one of us. It isn't about anybody else. And yes, it's wonderful to be loved. But unless we can feel our own love within us, we have a ways to go. And it gets better and better and better and better and better and better. Because you see, God being love, God being in all as all, it must be in you. It must be in me. So if you're not feeling loved, all that is missing is you loving you. So why feel left out and alone? You may feel alone. Because all that's waiting for us is to call upon the mightiness of Spirit. Oh, and I forgot the books. Do you want to go get me the Yogananda's book? There's something else in there. Thank you. It's a small book. It's on my desk. It'll be right here. That's right. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask, and it gets right there. Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much. Yay, Peter. So I was reading Yogananda this morning, and I thought, this is a good piece. The mind, too, will not lightly abandon its old habits, even when it knows they cause only misery. Listen to that. The mind, too, will not lightly abandon its old habits. So if we're calling ourselves wrong, or we're calling ourselves not good enough to receive love, it takes a little bit to abandon those habits, doesn't it? And he goes on to say, accept change as life's only constant. Our lives are an endless procession of gains and losses, of joys and sorrows, of hopes and disappointments. At one moment, we find ourselves threatened by storms of trials, and moments later, a silver lining brightens the gray clouds, and then suddenly the skies are blue again. I often laugh when I'm finding myself in difficult times. I say, thank you, God, we're not stuck there. There's something greater yet to be expressed. Everything is telling us to master our own thinking if we wish more love. Hear that. Everything is telling us to master our own thinking if we wish to be loved more. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. See, finding our own love instead of finding fault is what we're being called to do. Finding fault means in ourself, or in others, we don't feel worthy of love. If we're finding fault in anybody or anything, but in ourselves, we're saying, there's something wrong with me. I don't feel worthy of receiving love. Wow. I can't imagine anymore not loving myself. Not allowing the love we live in to be felt and to be known means we're missing a huge piece of life. The love of God, let us each give more attention to ourselves when love is considered. Here's what I know. If we can't or won't love ourselves, we won't see or be able to receive all the love life has to offer. So I'm going to invite you to really take an opportunity to learn to love yourself. It's a great adventure. Yeah, it has hills and it has valleys and mountains and more valleys and hills and mountains. But let me tell you, there's nothing like it. So the only thing that's missing sometimes is our loving ourselves. See, the power of God is healing me now. The power of God is healing you now. But if you don't understand the love that God has for you, then how are you going to accept the healing? That's why we feel left out. That's why we feel alone. And we call upon that Almighty Spirit, and we walk with wise people, and we hang out with people who respect you. And me, and life. And we got to be careful not to compare our life with someone else's. That's like turning the fire of your divine love down to just a glimmer. I hope it's true. I hope it's true. So I'm going to ask you the question this morning. How much of God's love are you going to allow to have in your life? Like the flame on the stove. Are you going to turn it to simmer? Or are you going to turn it up to high, to full blast? To that flame of love and let it shine. So I'm going to invite you every day to make a list of something good that is taking place in your life. Or maybe it's a miracle. Or maybe you just had a lot of green lights and you can call that a miracle. And yet if there's a red light, you can just stop and breathe and remember that God loves you. Nothing can stop the action of God taking place in your life except for you. So one of the things I promised you during the week, we are going to do a commitment to love ceremony, and we were going to do it for couples as we have done before. And then I got to thinking, and in meditation, I realized, no, we're going to do it for each one of us. Because the most important thing is the love we have for ourselves. So instead of doing a closing prayer, I'm going to do a love ceremony for each one of us. Are you willing? You open to receive?
Yes.
Do you want more love?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes. Rex is going to turn on some nice music for us. I'd like you to put your hands on your heart. And just listen to the words that I'm going to speak to you this morning. Don't be afraid to love yourself.